book so often you realise you didn't know the surname at all, and it was far too late to ask if you'd done it for years.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few still, the Codamo, Ian Codamo.
Oh, I know that because Jimmy Moore at the council, they call him Jim O'Cott or whatever it is. It's not Cott.
Cook.
That's it. Cott, somebody really for a laugh. That's what they always call him. I just thought it was interesting, that indeed, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're telling the stories. It's a story that they might like. But anyway, at the far next day to where I stay, with the 70s. But anyway, a son of the farm went up to Canada and he married and had family and his wife died. So he needed a housekeeper. So he sent back to Orkney, asked his sister to come out there. So she said, oh, how long it took her to get to Liverpool, I know not. But she took a week to cross the Atlantic and a week on the train then to where her brother would meet her. They were going to Edmonton a week there. Their brother met her there, and there were 4 days crossing the prairie and sleeping out at night. And on the last day, the brother said, more or less, they'll be able to sleep in beds that night to be home. So at last asked him to more or less stop at the first watercourse so she could tidy herself. He said, oh, you don't need to bother, there's only 3 white wives in Edmonton. So she went there and lived there for a time, and she eventually married an Irishman, Daniel Fulton, and they had several family, and occasionally her family would be born with her alone in the cabin, built a low cabin. She would be alone in the cabin. Anyway, time passed, and oil was discovered in Edmonton, and a refinery was built on the land that this wife and the Irish husband had homesteaded earlier on. So on the big opening day for the new refinery, this wife, no longer young, was the guest of honour on the platform. But anyway, her grandson was eventually in Parliament, and but she never returned to Orkney. She couldn't bear the thought of the sea journey.
Mm-hmm.
So Orkney wants travel.
Mm-hmm. It was a long way to go.
Aye.
Seems very disrespectful to say she didn't need to wash her face because there weren't any white women.
Aye.
But the same family, another story. It's just background. He went off when the last of her was in London, and he was going to New Zealand. But they never heard of him again. A big family, and a younger son went off to travel the world, and he ended up in New Zealand. And he was at a race meeting there, and one of the horses was named Bin Scarth, and he thought, that must be Orkney. And his brother owned the horse.
Oh, for goodness sake. That's... It's a small world in many ways.
Aye.
I've often wondered why at Hatstone it's called Hell's Half Acre.
So come again?
Hell's Half Acre.
Hatstone was Hatstone was built as airfield and something like that. The war finished and the huts were there, which were taken over the council as emergency housing. When people go on an emergency housing, and the police were often called to sort of rouse, and it's the police that nicknamed it Hell's Half Acre.
I see.
So that's the origin of that term.
Oh, right, because I was quite amused to see their kid in his address.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
There's that many rows at the police, and I think the police gave them the nickname of Hell's Half Acre.
I just wondered, so it's not got any connection to any place called Purgatory or... There's places called that, is there
known,
Bursey?
Yes.
Well, I was the director of the committee that sold Hill.
Oh, really?
It was church land that got nicknamed Hill. But anyway, it was told anyway. But the story was told about the minister asked the boy passing, put us away to some house, and the pretty boy said, "You were run by the back of purgatory and through the slap of hell."
Yeah. So, suppose each is good and poor, but and you know, was there a heaven as well, and that hell was poor land and purgatory was a bit better.
I don't know. That
deep land.
I would say Kirk land. Yeah.
And Hilly Ho and Strongness, because that's supposed to be boringly holy well.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. It's interesting, the place names, you know, like Muddysdale, you would think that's because it's muddy, but of course it's moody, isn't it? It's something like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But you would think, because you see it there. And
yes, it's lot. And once I get so curious about the only ones that are the triple barrelled ones, Hunger Him Out and Hunger Him In. Heather Cow Root.
But they'd spelled that.